An editorial that appeared in a high school newspaper went viral over the weekend, attracting dozens of comments on the newspaper's website, even more on social media. The editorial caught the eye of our education reporter, Dusty Rhodes, so she went to meet the student journalist who wrote it.
Urbana School District has been in the news a lot lately for all the wrong reasons. On-campus fights. Most publicity has pointed to the district's implementation of a new restorative discipline policy, along with a shuffle in administrative personnel, as the causes of the uptick in school violence. But over the weekend, Urbana High School's newspaper, The Echo, pushed back against that popular narrative. In an editorial titled "Racism at the Root of Recent Urbana High School Coverage," Michael Tassin, a junior, took on the editorial board of the Champaign News-Gazette.
I wrote the article just to, because I read the News Gazette article, and it really, like, I was just very angry. It was just like they're, you know, like attacking a school and a district in like a way that's completely decoupled from reality. Because there are legitimate criticisms of the school district, and I've been one of the people trying to lead those. I think there are so many things that the district can do better, but just it doesn't go far enough with restorative justice. The district doesn't, and I think that is one of their major failings right now. And the fact that the News Gazette, for the purpose of their agenda and their readership and their racism, is choosing to attack the district for being too restorative just pissed me off, and that's why I wrote it.
I know that this is not the beginning, but let's start with the fight on February 4th. Tell me what happened.
From what I know of what happened, there were a few kids who decided to get into a fight, and in that instance, that particular fight was deliberate with a few of the kids.
Like a premeditated, planned fight.
So, like, many of them didn't typically come to school, and then they were, like, showing up in homeroom that day. It eventually kind of spiraled into, like, up to 50 is the largest number I've heard. 20 is the lower bound. And there was a teacher who decided to get involved, and she was just, they weren't attacking her. She was shoved, like, unintentionally. And she, like, fell into the lockers, and, you know, she started bleeding, and she had to go to the hospital because she was unconscious. There was a parent of one of the kids who was there and was refusing to leave, so she was also arrested, along with the eight kids, or the seven kids, sorry. Who's that helping? They just lost their lives, basically. Like, they're probably not gonna be able to like get back into the world and succeed as much as they could have if someone had intervened.
You are talking about this very calmly. Was it terrifying to everyone at school, or was it kind of a shrug?
I can't speak for everyone, obviously, because I wasn't personally involved. I was like in the choir room, just like practicing music, and I didn't hear about it. Except there were, like, a bunch of people going by and, like, kids being ushered out. And so I'm, like, able to not really be worried about it. And, you know, part of that is just me being, like, an upper-middle-class white kid in mostly AP classes. But I'm sure other students are certainly a lot more scared than I am.
Okay, so I said that we're not starting at the beginning, that February 4th is not the beginning. Do you see a beginning to the arc of this story?
The first that I think is general public knowledge is over the summer there was a 14-year-old student who was shot and paralyzed. And that, it's kind of been just retaliations as a result of that since then.
Tassin told me another factor in the ongoing discipline issues is a new lack of trust between students and staff.
There was a lot of administrative transition. The principal left at the beginning of this year, which was the biggest thing. He was very popular among the students, and he was like present all the time, and he was able to communicate in a way that felt very genuine. And that relationship that students had with him is gone.
What do you wish people knew about your school that they're not getting from the mainstream media?
It's really just a school. Like, I feel like there's been this idea that there was some, like, monumental, just, like society collapsed in Urbana. That didn't happen. It's, like, I think it's a very average school. And I mean that in the best way possible, you know? Like, I love this school and the people in it. And, yeah, I'll complain about the things that have been going wrong in the school. But a vast majority of the time, the air, I guess, the atmosphere in the school is just, like, these are people who, like, care about each other and care about the world and want the best for each other and the world. And that doesn't sell, you know, so you never get that.
This news will come as a disappointment to many readers who commented on his editorial, but Tassin really is not interested in becoming a journalist.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
So I'm going to go into music composition, which doesn't really seem at all pertinent to this, but that's really what I've been set on for a long time, and it's probably the thing that I'm best at, and I'm passionate about it. And I also might double major in city planning.
So why, if you want to do music composition, why are you writing for the school paper?
Honestly, the reason I ended up in journalism class is because I didn't want to have two study halls. That seemed like such a waste. So I thought, like, okay, journalism could be interesting. So I tried it. I tried it. And it's, like, I've been interested in activism for a while, and this is really just a conduit for that. Journalism itself, I haven't really thought of as a career, which I'm sorry about that. But really more of a means to an end for the things that I want to improve about the world and our community.
I reached out to a News Gazette editorial writer to see whether he had any response to Tassin's rebuttal. He did not. I'm Dusty Rhodes.